you don't make a tape?
It's recorded. But we have a digital. We only have it digitally.
Only digital, no tapes anymore.
No, we haven't made tapes. We stopped making tapes and started using an MP3 player. And now that this conference call goes through, it's recorded digitally, mm-hmm. and then we send it to people, on the internet.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Rabbi. Do you want me to look around and see if we have a tape player and tapes so that you can have the tape?
Yeah, if you have one, sure.
Do we still have blank tapes, Rabbi?
Oh, good question. That's obsolete. You can have them all. Any blank tapes we have, you can have them all.
It's a blank.
If you have any more, you can have any.
No, we need to record it, though. Do we have it recorded anymore?
We never use blank tapes. We could take a few digitally.
Barry Hartman.
Is entering the conference.
What's that?
Oh, Rabbi Hartman. Yeah. Rabbi Hartman? Hello? Hello, Rabbi Hartman?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Alan Abramson. How are you?
How are you doing? Tom Larkin.
Hi, we're all waiting. The rub will be here in a minute.
Okay.
Richard. Rabbi Hartman from here. Yeah.
Rabbi Abramson?
Mark Wiener.
Is entering the conference.
John Gross.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing?
Where is he?
Omaha, Nebraska.
Rabbi Gross from Omaha, Nebraska. Rabbi Hartman's from New Bedford. Rabbi Weiss is here from Eretz Yisrael. There's a few more on. Does everybody have the Mara Makomo? Hello?
Did they get are they up yet?
Well, I have the Gemara Chagiga, the Gemara Sanhedrin. All right, the Rebbe mentioned them. In case he's coming in a minute, but you have Gemaras nearby. He's going to be doing the Gemara Chagiga, your Gemara Lamed Aleph, and the Gemara Sanhedrin. Nun Ches on the days, going into Nun Ches on the Aleph, and then Gemara Beya Chaf Aleph on the Aleph, going into Chaf Aleph on the days. Those are the only ones we have, right?
Right.
I'm going to go call Rabbi in.
Okay, I was just looking online, and it's hard to download them. Can you just repeat them one more time?
Yeah, we did that. Chagiga, your Gimel Amid Aleph.
That's not the same Amid Aleph I downloaded.
Sanhedrin Nun Ches Amid Beis and Nun Ches Amid Aleph. And Beis Chaf Aleph, Amid Aleph and Amid Beis.
And the second one again?
The second is Sanhedrin, Nun Ches Amid Beis, and Nun Ches Amid Aleph.
Not the same ones on the website. You got Talmud on the website. Sefer Talmud.
It's already on there?
Sefer Talmud on
John
the website.
Has left the conference.
Those who are sitting right in front of me and those who are on the phone hookup, as I mentioned before, the direction and purpose of this year is to describe the halachic guidelines in preparing a candidate for galus. What is he supposed to know? What are we allowed to teach him? Are we allowed to teach him? because we'll see there are many different...
Is entering the conference.
So, whatever it is, there are many bit of discussion and many puskin about these particular situations, what we're allowed to do and what are the guidelines. Because at the first glance, it seems, well, why not teach them everything? But we're going only to discuss certain topics or certain situations that come up of the person's status before he actually, he or she, becomes a Ger Tzedek or Ger Tzedekes. And namely what we, this is a week before Purim, and interesting is, if you remember towards the end of the Megillah, in Perek Ches, the Rabbi Mi'ami Ha'oretz Misyahadim. It's at the time of the Purim story, there were many people that became Gerim. And looking just as using this as a sort of a hagdama, that it's timely, what happened to those Gerim? Who took care of those Gerim? I looked in many Midrashim on the text of Megillah's Esther, Medrash Rabbah, and the Yalkut, and others, find no mention whatsoever of any procedural aspect concerning those Gerim. But we do find, and it might come as a shock to many people, that the Medrash in Parshas Vayeshev, when it talks about that Yeshev Yankov the Eretz Megure Aviv, so the Medrash says Gere. The Medrash has where they were Gerim, and there's a comment there that many of the Gerim.
Mary Frankel
is entering the conference.
Many of the Gerim of Avraham Avinu chazru l'surim. They did not pass the test, so to speak. They changed their mind, or we would say went off the derech. So I guess anybody else is listening, that could happen to Galen, as it does happen even from the time of Avraham Avinu. But on Purim, we don't know what happened. It's just Rabbi Mi'ami Aoros Misyadim. Rashi just says Misyadim Misgayarim. You look in the Targum also. The Targum there on Megillah Esther just says that there was a Galus, but it doesn't say how, when, and all. I'm just mentioning that as you say, that's Minyana Deyema. That's a project that somebody would try to investigate that. But let's go to one of the first things that we're going to discuss. Now, those who are here, the Funai, here in Chicago, have sheets in front of them, and I'm going to deal with the first major Shaila, that is a Shaila that we find in the Poskim and right on the Gemara and some later Achrenim about teaching a Ger Torah. Because we do have a Gemara that is in Sanhedrin on Daf Nun Ches Omer Aleph, and those who have the sheets in front of us, Nun Ches Omer Aleph. The lesson of the Gemara is the Omer of Yechanan. Eved Kachovim, Sha'etik B'teira Chayav Nisa.
He's teaching for now on the older boy, Emerson. Emerson's the older one, right?
Quite,
yeah.
Emar, Teira Tiva Lonum Mesha, Merosha Lonum, Lonum Merosha, below Lahem. So then the Gemara goes into asking, V'lechashva Gabi Sheva Mitzvah. What about the Sheva Mitzvah? So if you teach a Goy Teira, it comes out from the Gemara, and Rashi explains it's Gzela, because we compare the Teira Marasha to Marasha to Naya Marasha, and just like Naya Marasha, you're taking away something from her, you're taking away the Torah from the Jewish people. That's what Rashi mentions over there, Marasha Lanu, the Lo Lahem, the Ikamishum Gezel. So that's that particular lesson. So I'm just pointing that out, because what do we do with that Maimah Chazal? How can you teach a Ger Teira? Akam She'osik B'Teira Chayav Nisa. It doesn't mean, of course, from a Bezdin, but it's a sort of a celestial Einish, as it says previously, we haven't come to that yet, about the Dean of Shabbos of Akam She'Shabbos. So let's focus on the question of teaching in Teira. Now there's another Chazal that talks about directly teaching Goy Teira, Turn to Giga, and Daf Yud Gimel Omer Aleph. And Daf Yud Gimel Omer Aleph, the lashon is a little bit different. The Yomer Abami, Ein Meisrin Divrei Seira Le'Evet Kachavim. Yeah, literally, you can't hand over or give over, that implies the teach Torah to Eved Kachavim. That's the text that we have. Tanema, lo, and it does not bring a pasuk from the Torah, bring a pasuk from Tilim that we say every day in davening. Lo asa chein lechol goy, umishpatim bal yadol. So,
Shiram
is entering the conference.
Oh, whatever it is, we seem to have here a sort of a love, the Divrei Kabbalah, from Tanakh, from Tilim. So let's see what the Bali Tesis do with that, try to connect to other places, why the Gemara has to bring here from this Pasuk, from Tilim. What about what we said just before from the Gemara in Sanhedrin? You take a look in Tosfos and Daf Yud Gimel, Omer Aleph, on that text. A Mason Divrei Seira Le'Evet Kachavim. So here's a lesson of thesis. We're going to just go through it as quickly as possible, try to make a summation. So you kosher Arav Rabbeinu Elchanan. Tepik Le'i Le'Evet Kachavim Reisha B'Tayor Chaya Misa. But as well, you have to go bring a Pasal Ota Chayna Chodoy. Mishpatim Ba'yadom. There's a Mefurash Gemara in Sanhedrin that we just mentioned before. Yidom Repair Dal Nisus. And this is what Tesis says. Because if he's also to do that, you're making somebody being Mitchell, that's what it seems, in an Aveva, that the guy is not supposed to do that.
He's entering the conference.
So the he tamer, so maybe you want to say, Tesis says, that which mentioned there in the Gemara, the Zion misses the Dehu, Nenachayev Misa, and his seven mitzvahs that he's supposed to know is that there won't be five mitzvahs, you don't know Shas Hossam. Where it says there, a mitzvah...
He's entering the conference.
There it says that it's a mitzvah to teach them that. The Naskalom Mihai Kloa, Sheyatza Osama Odom Bechai Behem, Kein Velevi Lo Nema, Elo Odom, Shafil Evi Kachodim Ve'eshi B'teva, is going to get far, but what he means, in what? The Sheva Mitzvahs. But otherwise, when the Gemara says here in Chagiga that the also Linsor Divrei Seira to Akum, and he brings a
thunder rebut,
he's entering the conference.
That's why the Gemara, the Tesis asked the Kasha from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. How can you, why does the Gemara seem to ignore that? That would seem to be a more powerful statement from a pasuk in the Torah. So Tesis answers the Yeshlema, "Dohavim Ma'iri Afila Heza Dika Eved Kachavim Acher." We're talking about where there's another guy here, Shereitzel Alamdei, that wants to teach him. The Leka Leif Neiva. There's no Leif Neiva there that he wants to teach him. Get Aminim Aveda Zora. Amazing, because when we talk about the Isa Leif Neiva Lo Sitein Nichshol, it has to be in a situation where that's the only way that it could be the mitzvah if the, for example, the Jew, or it could be with another Jew, whatever it is, that with the case there in Aveda Zorah is a mesik case, yayin l'nozer. If you hand a cup of wine to a nozer, who is, of course, also on that, eva lis me'iver. And so he's eva, you're being messiah de evi aveva. That's the source of helping a person do an aveva. The honey meal is a koya treibidinara. That's all talking about where they're each one is on a different side of the river. And Shabalav Nisinos, without him handing it to him. In other words, the one, the recipient, that case of the nausea, couldn't get to the wine without him being helping him do that. He Efshalavilov, he couldn't bring it to him. Abi Lavaki and Eva at least Aiva. He's not gonna be over at least Aiva, so Ohinami.
He's entering the conference.
Even when there's another guy, Rachel Alamda, wants to teach him the Lekha Leif Naiva, there's no Leif Naiva in that particular case, because he can go to a guy that somehow has imbibed favor and would learn from him. He's not going to be over on the love of the Rachel of Leif Naiva, but what's going to happen is, Nicole Malcolm, according to our Gemara in Chagiga, also, Mishum Magi Devor Yaakov. So in other words, it's not basically a Isa de Raisa the way the Gemara mentions in Sanhedrin, but it's this Easter where they call it Dibre Kabbalah or the Rabbanan, not to hand over to teach a Goy Torah. So in that case, what do we do with a candidate for Galus? That's the Shiloh. And the like our peace world, we might want to say, well, how do you ever expect a someone who is a candidate for Galus? And if you follow the lesson of the Gemara in Hachelet, in Yevamos, where it talks about how do you speak to a ger? First you have to tell him about that the Jewish people are dechuyim, mishufim, they are persecuted and harassed and so forth. And if he says, so the Gemara says, a mekablin, you're a mekablin. And then it says, we don't delay, we malin, I say. And after that we go to when his mishrapa, he's healed, we make tefillah. Where's the learning process? Where's the, I mean, ask Pshat in the Gemara. Where's the learning process? A goy comes and he accepts all these things. So from that we'll have to deal with it in a few moments. But necessarily it seems that the Gemara doesn't say anything there, right there, how you teach a goy. Where do we find a situation of teaching Torah to a goy which was accepted by from the Gedolim in Chazal with Hillel? The famous Maaseh with Hillel, the Gemara and Shabbos. There is on Daf Lamed, Lamed Aleph, where
he's entering the conference.
Goy comes and he says, I want you to teach me Kol HaTorah Kula on the Regel Achas. So Hillel accepted him. So the question is, and Rashi talks about it, I mean, how could he do that and all of that? So the way Rashi says, he was batuach, he was certain that he would be able to accept the Torah. But it doesn't say anything about the question of a possible Isser. And Rabbi Kiva Eger in a tshuva, Rabbi Kiva Eger is Simen Mem Aleph. He discusses this. Rabbi Kiva Eger was asked, can you teach a goy Torah or someone who is a muhammad, a candidate for Galus? So Rabbi Kiva Eger, after discussing that Gemara, mentioning that Gemara there in Shabbos, that Hillel did it, as if to say we're not in the Madrega of Hillel. But Rabbi Kiva Eger himself says a very, very powerful lashon at the end of that tshuva. He says, the aim b'keichi lahatzeh.
He's entering the conference.
And lamed the goy teva. I can't, in other words, ordinarily, I can't find a way of heter. And that's what he says. And who disagrees with that before him? The Mashor in Shabbos, right over there on Daf Lamed Aleph, he says, goy ha'emeid lihizgayer, it's mutter l'luma l'amdei teva. He takes a pashas from the Gemara, regardless of the stature of Hillel. So there is a heter already to teach Torah. That's all. So the question is, what are these Gemara Akum Ha'esh Torah Chayav Misa? They pushed aside that Gemara. What are we doing? So I once discussed this before, and I've mentioned it once in a review of a certain sefer that was talking about this, but he did not mention that the Gaon Reb Chaim Sefer. Reb Chaim Sefer, one of the greatest Hebrews, I believe they were related. Gaon Reb Chaim Sefer was a rav in his last years, was not only in Pesh, or rather part of Budapest, and later on he was a Munkacher Rav, before, and he was an enemy of the Chassidim, believe it or not, at that time.
Has left the conference.
Came a heart of very great Chassidic Yeshuv there. So he has two tshuvas, the Machmei Chaim, and they are Simen, actually the main tshuva is Simen Zion. And he discusses the whole thing, and he says the following. He takes the Lashon. He says, Akum...
He's entering the conference.
Akum ha'esek b'teira chai of Nisa. He emphasized the word osek. And this is where you have to have a hesber. He explains it this way. In order for a ger be able to become a ger, the day that, let's say, he goes through gear, he's gone through mila, he had svila, does he know what to do when he gets up in the morning? or even the same day, he's mechuyev to do what? Put on tefillin. Does he know how to put on tefillin? Who taught him? You're going to first start to teach him now? And what about the few days for Shabbos? Does he know what to do on Shabbos and all of that? Did he learn the Hilchos Shabbos? So his point is, Hisatzkus v'teira is usher for the goy. Meaning, if you're teaching a ger, you're not teaching him how to be a lamdan.
He's entering the conference.
Not teaching how to lamdan. You have to teach him the hisnagus, how to conduct yourself as a Jew on a daily basis.
Has left the conference.
I've personally, many times, to candidates for Galen, that what we want from you is that the first day that you become a ger, you know how to be, observe the laws of the day. Know how to daven, and of course to say Kriya Shema, Shmon Esrei, know how to say Birchas HaMazon, how to, you know, Netilas Yadayim, to do those things of the day. You don't have to know the lomdah of Kriya Shema or of anything else, of what we call the Esik HaTeira. We make a bracha. I'm just making this to mention it tangentially. Why do we have a Lashon Lisatzik V'Divrei Seira? The way the Taz explains in Shulchan Aruch that just like in business, you get involved in an Esik. The Gemara calls a business action Esik or even Iska, which has to do with money. You're steeped in it. He says, the Ger, you don't do that to the Ger. You don't try to make him a Lamdim. I recall years ago once there was a group, remember they were from Lakewood, and they were preparing a Ger. They used to call me when I lived in Philadelphia, another place. And they say, well, we're teaching him Mishnayos. So I said, I think that's really foolish. Don't teach him Mishnayos. Teach him straight halachas, how to observe a daily regimen of being an observant Jew, to be a Fumayid. That's all you have to do. Not that it's a Torah, who learn later to become a Lamdim if he wants to, and if he's able to, all that. But you have to teach him the custom. So that's what the Chaim Sefer is saying. It's a very strong insight on the Lashon of the Gemara. Osek, you don't teach him to be a Lamdim. He's Saskus, he's going to say a Bliskus Svara or anything like that. Right? We're not teaching him to do that. Teach him how to observe what he's supposed to observe on a daily basis. When it comes Shabbos, I'll observe Shabbos. Comes Purim, what do you do on Purim? Pesach and so forth. But not that you have to become a Lamdim, teaching him texts that will not give him what we would call actual halacha l'maisa. That's the way he wants to resolve it. And the question is, there are others have written on that, and also I want to make mention, I brought into this shiur, I have it right here on my table, but I recommend these sforim. That's for insights into the inyanim of gear. Besides, we have in Yovadeya two simanim. Today, as I've said it many times in public shiurim or discussions of Galus, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, there are only in Yovadeya, there are only two simanim that deal with Hilchos Galen. Simon Rei Samaches and Rei Samates. That's the whole thing. But if you ask a Rav who's in a city in modern day America, what are the questions that are asked, or what are the most of the problems? It starts with a G, not just Geaton, Galus. Almost every single day, I can say here in Chicago as a Dayan, as a Av Bezdin, there's a question comes up about Galus. And there are more questions about Galus than
entering the conference.
Anything else. That's the way it seems to come out. So they have to have, and there's so much in the literature of the Achreinim that you have to become aware of a certain shilas that are Nagei of the Ger. So this is the first thing. How do you teach them to become observant? So this was the barrier that was set up. Others say quite to try to make a chilik. His point, so these two svarim that I'm recommending, if it's still possible to get them, one was written years ago by your brother, Lechavu Ben Chaim Lechaim. He was a Rafai Gadol Batera, one of the main Dayanim and Bezin of America when it was first organized under the leadership of Rav Steinberg Zal, the brother of, so he had Rav Gedalia Felder, Zal of Toronto, who was a great Talmud Chacham, very accessible, and a great bucky in many tshuvas, and wrote a lot. Yeah, he has his sefer that was Miskabel, the Yesedi Yeshurim, on a lot of the halachas, Yodor Rechaim and Yerodea, many other scholars. He wrote also tshuvas, just some, which also have the same name, Yeshurim, but also he has a sefer on gear, and it's a very practical one. It's called Nachlas Tzvi, Telik Rishon. I had it when it first came out. In fact, I have his signature. He sent it to me with a, giving me as a matana. But it's an organized sefer, which I recommend. So many of the shilas that we might discuss today, and anything else, most of them are included in his sefer, well organized and different talking. So he also deals, again, of course, with the question of the Limud HaTorah, and he brings these sources, today I'm acting only, not as a mechadesh, but shall I say a malakeh achar akeshim. I'm just gathered up after those who have made different decisions in the areas of Galus. I'm amar amakam. I'm showing everyone who is listening in or sitting here where to look. And that's one of the prime spurring that has all of this, most of this, here when it comes to that matter of the inyan of being able to teach the Ge'er Torah. But there's another sefer that came out recently from Eretz Yisrael, and that's someone also
Philip Weinberger.
They figure I have
is entering the conference.
Sefer is called Geulus Kehilchasa. This was published just recently, and Kafshin Samav Dalit. The Mechaber is, he's a Dayan in Bnei Brak. Rav Shmuel Eliezer Stern. And of course he has the usual, there's a great Hatzkomer from Rav Bosner Zal, who's there, of course, in the famous Mechaber and Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. And also,
God bless the conference.
The Av Bezdin of the Chug Chtam Sefer, Rav Yitzchak Shlema Unger. This also is an organized sefer and has many inyanim and many discussions of different things. I've looked through this. I'm more familiar with Rav Felder since I've had it a longer time. This was given to me recently within the past year and a half or so. And there's some things there. I'm not going into it. There might be approaches there which I would disagree with and others not. But whatever it is, it's a sefer where you can get a great deal of chaimer, information that dealing with different shilas. Now he says there, he brings down a section about teaching a Gei Teva or anything else of that sort. He has there at the end, Birurei Halacha, sort of halachic essays of Mamurim, and Simon says, of Vinyan Akama Esik B'Teva, he quotes all of these gemaras that I've mentioned. He mentioned the Machna Chaim, and brings other swearing that go back and forth. At the end, he concludes, he brings a clear-cut statement from another Pesach there, that the logic is, in other words, there's overwhelming logic that in order for the Ger to be able to function as a Shem of Torah Mitzvahs, he has to be taught Torah. Otherwise, he won't be able to do that. And perhaps when it says there in the Gemara, Akama Esik B'Teva, it means that there's a Goy that doesn't talk about becoming a Ger. He wants to know Torah. Let's say he wants to be a professor in a university or something. He wants to know Talmud. He wants to know all these things. That's where the ether would probably apply to him. But someone who is Eimed L'Giur, so that is a different story. The end is Galus, so that would not clash. That's the point. What he wants to say does not clash with the idea of teaching a Goy Teva because he's already on the way to becoming a ger in that particular respect. Now, the so what are some of the actual things that are seem to be mentioned by Tuskim Achreinim, like in the Minchas Elozer from Reb Chaim Elozer of Shapiro Zal, the Munkacher Rav, famous Munkacher, Shaios and Shuvas, who was an extreme kanoi, and was indescribable, his kanos, but he was a lot of gorlas, he's a gone, and his sefer Minchas Elozer, Chelik Dalet, Simen Sama Gimel Sama Dalet, that he says you should not be mekabel ger for the process of year, and the language is before he knows how to read the siddur. Without kenan davening, he has to know how to daven. And he says that's implied in the Gemara when it says modian oso. The Gemara there in Yevamos, which I quoted before in Berak HaFelik, modian oso. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. Modian oso. That's what it means. That the modian oso mixes palos or chamurus. It's implied that you have to teach them to function. And to function, you have to be able to daven. Don't have a daven the first day there's a ger. What kind of observance is it? The Jew is before you to daven three times a day. But I feel all of these things. So that's something that has to be done by him. He asked the question, which he asked before. But the Gemara, it seems, mekabli nice in the yad. You actually, without any training. So there's some that want to make a sort of a change between the time of Chazal, when there was most of the people, not all of them knew how to daven so much. They relied on the shliach tiva, on the shots, to be meitzi them. Remember the Gemara in many places, it's towards the end of Rosh Hashanah, who's a bucky, who's not a bucky, but tefillah, he has to rely on the shots to be meitzi. So that's the whole idea. Let's say he doesn't have a daven, but if he goes by next to the shots and he maybe knows the language and they're talking about like an El Chisrael, they all spoke Aramaic, the Goyim too. And so that way it would be Yetzer. That's where they try to give an answer to that particular approach that it is. But from our standpoint, the practical, it doesn't apply. The Geir has to, somehow the candidate for Geirus has to prepare himself, has to get a teacher or someone that will teach him how to daven in the siddur. Doesn't have to teach him lumdus in the siddur or anything else of that sort. How to know what Kriya Shema is and to be able to say it and Shemona Esrei. And one of the things that our commission, I say, Lamaisa, is when we're dealing with a candidate for gear after that person, he or she appears, we say, how is your reading of the siddur? How is your davening? If you go into the shul, are you able to follow? Well, so most of them say, not so well, but I'm following. Or what about the Kriya Sotera, the laning? So they get used to this idea of attendance, and that's part of the preparation that should be the achana for the Geirus. In fact, going back to that Sefer Geirus Kilchotza, I have it here in my notes, that there was one of the Dayanim of Shmuel Eliezer Stern, that's the author of that paper, brings down L'maskona de Milsa, the end, and we're dealing with the question of what he learns or what he doesn't learn, is Nir L'Anias Daiti, the Lilmod Imagoi, he says, O'Emed L'Izgayer, Halochus HaNitzvachus Lo, L'Kiyim HaMitzvos Miyat. You have to learn things that are for the Kiyim HaMitzvos immediately, Achra Gelus, because Les Deen Sorbatius. There's no question about it. This is the way it has to be done. You have to teach him before. The Gemuras don't challenge him that much. The Adarabba, Chayva Gemura Yesh B'Dovazeh, Yidol Yala Aladas, it's inconceivable, Shiyahe Vashoy Likonis, Likwal Yisrael Kishaino Yadir, Ech Likainas Anitzas. How's he going to be kind of missive? He doesn't know what it's all about. That's the major question.
Yeah.
Now, Mutolus Olov, you know that.
He's wearing Faldado.
Yeah, well, the other question whether he's in a category almost of a Tinnik Anidra Ben Akram, which is also mentioned there. But here it's absolutely important. Amutolus Olovli Alter. That's what he says. And that's mentioned in that sefer, Geirus Kalocha, that's on page on Daf Kufnun Aleph Kufnun Bey. So that's as far as the teaching process in itself to, as if to say, get beyond the barriers that seem there from the Gemara. It's, you know, it's interesting that Rabbi Akiva Eger, the giant gone that he is, he says, Koshali Lahatya. Whereas the Mashor says very simply, to teach the Ger how to, you know, the beating, or to learn even. That's what it seems to be implied in the Mashor. Now let's go into another topic, which is caused some confusion. And that's a hard question. You go back to the Gemara. Now the Gemara there in Sanhedrin, Anun Ches on the days, just like the Gemara Anun Ches says, Akum Ha'esik V'Teo Chayim Mitha. So what about Shabbos? So the Gemara Anun Ches on the days, right down at the bottom of Omid Beis, states quite clearly the following. The Omid HaShlokish, Eivet Kechovim, Sheshovas Chayim Mitha. Hagavim Chachovim literally keeps Shabbos. He's Chayev Misa. Shenema, the Yom V'Laila Lo Yishbosu. Day and night. In other words, they're referring to the Goyim. They're not supposed to have, as we'll see in the Gemara, a day of rest. They can't have a Shabbos. V'Yomama Azor Shalahem Zui Misosam. And if they're warned about that, it's a severe punishment. That's how far. And even Ravina comes, Omer Ravina, I feel a shame be Shabbos. Even if they take off for another day, they can't do that either, because he's translating literally, Yom V'Laila Lo Yishbosu. They can't do that. But we're not being metapol with that. What we have to be metapol is, let's take on a practical basis, we have here a candidate for Gir, and he's being prepared for Gates. He's being prepared how to observe Shabbos. Again, it's inconceivable that the first Shabbos, after he goes out of the mikveh, that's why I talk to the person, how you know how to observe Shabbos. You have to know what not to do and what you have to do. So if he's going to have observe Shabbos, he can't do all the things normally during the weekday. There's no TV, there's no telephone, there's no computers, there's no light switches. All of these Yisurim, he has to have a Yediyah somehow in the Lama Tes Malachas, at least categories, until he gets more of the minutiae that you have over there. So how do we deal with that? Because he's still not Jewish. So that's the question, is what category is the candidate for Galus? Now there's a famous Shia, so you hear from some people, that are being prepared by teachers for Galus, so the candidate for Galus will say, well, I was told I should do one malacha on Shabbos. So I put on one light one time in order not to transgress. They don't exactly know why that the Akam Sheshavas Chayim Misa. So I put on a light, something like that. So where did this come from? Now, it's quoted by many people. There's a tshuva from the Gaon, the Balbinian Sion. That's Rabbi Yankov Ettlinger, the author of the, what's learned all, every day, I think, in the yeshivas, the Orach Laner. You have Rabbi Yankov Ettlinger, great Gaon, perhaps, can say the most famous Gaon in Germany, where it used to be century before many Gedolim, in the 19th century. So, what is he? He has a Shaila that took place in Yerushalayim in the early part, in the middle of the 19th century, the Simon Tzadik Aleph, where he gets a Shaila. You know, I mean, Rabbi Yankov Ettlinger was a famous Pesach. So, even from Yerushalayim, they wrote, asked him Shailas. So, he has a letter. This person was called Rav Asher Lemel, Hagon Abbezin, Tekilah Kedisha Galin. He was originally in Chutzor, who came
Nishtan Kvoda Yerushalayim Yir HaKadosh, you know, Tibona V'Sikona V'Nevi Yomeinu. And this Ayla was written in Tophrei's test that would correspond to, I would believe, 1849. That's what it would correspond to during that year. What basically is the Shaila? The Shaila and this Rav writes to Rabbi Yankov Etzigil, I'm Beidu Habeidu. Tell me if I'm right. But I did. He did a certain Pehor that has to do with this question of a Ger that is not a Ger yet. He sort of, we might call it an in limbo.
This is the term.
What?
Yes,
the case. This is the case, but we'll see how it's attached. What about a woman in this other case? What about other situations? But here is the case where he said, he described, I'll just read off the lesson. He said that it happened on Ador time. L'yerech Ador, Chof Gimel L'yerech Ador Sheni. Not Tophrei's test, the previous year that he's writing this.
Please, Wenger.
He's entering the conference.
So what happened was, at Nemo, there took place a bris milah, Eino Yehudi Echod, Shavua Hainan in Medina's Morocco. Party, obviously, from Morocco. Hashem gave us the Faneno Bezin Seli de Kal Ashkenazim. For the Kibel Olav Amitzvah's Kedin, Now remember, this person went through a full milah. A full milah, you're not going to tell a person after you had a brief milah, now you go into the mikvah. Yeah, Tophis Dam Bris is a different thing. You know, it's a minute type of thing. You can tell a ger to go right in. You don't have to worry about going into the mayim or so. But it would be a sakona. You have to wait. Once it's Nishrapa, the way the Gemara says, then Madilin there, then he's tailing before the Bezin. So before that happened, the Lotoval Adayan, now, Gidu Li Lamer, they wanted to say that Mizrizuso B'Mitzvah, they talked about how carefully he was in performing Mitzvah. Echu Nizah B'Shrisah Shabbos. How he was careful. Agam, Shehu Odena B'Klal Chela She'en Bo Sakana. Although he's a Chela She'en Bo Sakana, he doesn't even allow a goy to light a fire in his house to make him feel better. So, and the hishaptilahem the daiti that says lo meboi shemutalo lasas melacha b'shabbos. So this is what Rabbi Shlomo said. He can do melacha on Shabbos. It's not a ger yet. He's only went through mila. Ela afila mechuyev. This is the point. He's mechuyev u'muzar al yom v'layla lo yishbeisu. He quotes from that pasuk in the Gemara, the chayev lashos malach. He says it's an absolute chiyev. And he goes into this whole discussion. We don't have the time, but I encourage everyone to go find that tshuva in the Binyan Siyum, Simon Tzadik Aleph in the first chalik, way presents the whole
has left the conference.
Now, in the tshuva, what is, so he, that's his, that's the way he paskim. That he must do one kind of, in fact, what happened was, I'm summarizing it, it was on Shabbos, and he was this candidate for gear was getting late in the afternoon, and he was first informed about it, this Moshe Lemel. He said, hurry up and do something that will be a Chilul Shabbos. So what he did was he wrote a few Eishes, you know, one of the other Malachas, to show that he shouldn't be over on Akam Sheshavas. So what is Rabbi Yankov answer here? He disagrees with him. He disagrees. He says, gives him cover. He says, you have a nice tshuva and everything else. But he says, first of all, I investigated all the places where they're Mekabel Gaving. So and it means places where the Mekabel Gaving is not talking about some unknown or people that are not qualified to sit on a bezin where there are bati dinim that know the halachas. He says he asked and he inquired, chokarti, investigated. No one says to do that. They said that a ger who has gone through mila, for example, in this case, he's a candidate for giur, he should be If he wants to observe Shabbos, he should observe it. He's not mechuyev to be mechalel Shabbos with any melacha. And because the point that he makes is, and that's a very important, but first of all, he says that's the typical type of the minig, because he says, first of all, if he went through Mila, that's bris. That's a bris. Shabbos is also bris Eilam. It's a bris. So he's already in the category, as if to say, not that he's a full-fledged Jew, but he's in the category of somebody that is b'nei bris, in the sense that he could observe Shabbos. He's not in the category of an Akam anymore. Once he has become away from, in other words, he has forsaken the derech of Akam, Ivli Aveda Zora, and everything else, especially he's gone through a bris, therefore, he's not mechuyev to be mechalal. That's what he says. The only thing that he says at the end here is the following. Yopa Nogu, he says, so he says about all these bati dinim that did not compel or tell the ger to be mechalal Shabbos, he says, Yopa, he says, they did very well. Nogu shalalokov leger shemol, and shemol velotovo lasos melacha b'Shabbos. But he says, if I'm right in my analysis, he says, I wrote somewhere else, there's by a Shabbos, there's an Inyan of Shvisa on Shabbos. Inyan of Shvisa on Shabbos is not referring to the Lamites Malachas that are there. There are certain things, like it's actually, and we find that in the Ramban and Chumash, when it talks about Yaman Yanuach, it means that although you're not doing an Ad Malacha, but don't do things that are tircha. Like, for example, there, I think the Ramban says there, safsolim, to carry up a lot of chairs upstairs and downstairs and so forth. There's no official chil Shabbos. There's no lama tes malacha that is being transgressed there. But that's the idea of Raman Yanuach. There has to be a restful period. So he says, this candidate, he should do that. He could schlep around the things, but he's not going to be over on any of the lama tes malachas. That's the point that he makes there. The Shetziva Shvises Yisrael, the Azor Shvises, the Noyach Einam Inyan Echad. They're two different things. Shebezeh Toli B'Lamites Malachas. Shebezeh Toli B'Malachas Torach V'Yagir. Where the person is really working very hard, literally he's knocking himself out. Metzahapil Misha Libel Nekfer Lamer Shegeh Shemor V'Lo Tova Mutter L'Kayim Shabbos. So Pesha Dover. So the response, my final response is, he should not be, we can't tell him to be Mechalal Shabbos and Lamites Malachas, but you can't tell him that he could move around things, be Matriach on certain things. Malachas Yigir, Shenim Lamites Malachas. Begain Shiyisa Masha, he should carry, in the Rishus HaYochi, to carry a burden, slept here and slept there, which normally people are not going to do these things on Shabbos. So that's what he says over there, but there's no actual requirement to do that. So that's the way he writes on it, and many others agree with him, which are outlined there in the Sforim, both in the Nachla Svi and the Gaelus Kehil Chasa. Now, that's as far as Shabbos is concerned. Now, let's talk about something else, which I pinpointed here, and this is off-air Shiloh, and it will be coming up even before Pesach. Let's say you have a candidate for gear, and the person is very good, is before Pesach. Can you invite him to the Seder? Now there's a din by Yontif. See, on Shabbos, you can invite a goy. You can invite a goy to a meal. Even sometimes a goy gomer. Invite him. That's no problem. But on Yontif, they have a Gemara. And the Gemara has brought her down for Halacha, also Father Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara is in Beitza, on Daf Chof and Chof, I mean, it's Daf Chof Aleph, Omer Aleph and Omer Beis. Here it is. Just have it in front of me here.
The bottom.
Oh, here it is. At the bottom of Chof Aleph, Omer Aleph. We have a Pasuk. The Pasuk is there in Parshas HaChedesh, It's talking about Pesach and Yom Tov, but it's part of the pasuk reads, "Ach asher ye'ochel l'chol nefesh, hu levado ye'ochel lachem." In other words, we have a din that Yom Tov is different than Shabbos. You can cook and bake eichel nefesh. It's mutter. There was a whole discussion, all the lumbers and stuff, the beta. It doesn't mean every kind of malacha means, doesn't mean you can go out and cut down the wheat field. That tesis, the big tesis of Rav Gimel Omer Aleph, discusses all of that. It only means mishas lisha v'eilach, the ach, only from a certain period, you can't go out and do that field work. Although, if you interpret the pasuk, I need the wheat, I'll cut the field, I'll do all the... So that's the thing. But zeroing in, focusing what the Gemara is saying here, now, when it says, "Achashi ochel chol nefesh levada yotzel lechem," mimashma shenemar lechol nefesh. Shomei ani afil a nefesh behema b'mashma. Does it mean even the nefesh behema you can do things on behalf of the animal? Sheinyan shenemar maka nefesh behema yishalmena. We see that behema also has a nefesh. So is that ochel nefesh too? Talmud lema lechem velo. It says there. Lechem below the clothing. That's what it says. Not to any animals. Even if you were to say that nefesh behem is included, in lechem below the oivik achovim, that you cannot cook and bake on behalf of a goy. So from that, the Chazal say very simply, and it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchus Yontif, we find it there in the Shulchan Aruch, in Eruch Chaim. There, you have it, Siman Tav Kuf Yud Beis, where it says, also a hazmin goy, or akum, to a suda on Yontif. So, the question is, well, supposing there's all the debate, he brings his own, or you have cooked for him beforehand, but there's a shaila shemi yarba bishvilo. Maybe on Yontif you want to have, you'll be running out of food, you're allowed to cook, so you want to include him, you're liable to cook on his behalf. The Torah says, lechem velo liakum. So here you have a ger who's still in the category of what? Is he in a category?
Has left the conference.
Is he in a category of a goy? So you might say, well, he is. He's still not Jewish. So how can you invite him to the Seder? So I was once asked this years ago. I've been asked many times. And on my own, I said it's mutter. Based on, well, I once saw one of the tshuvas of the Minchas Arozer. And this is a type of svara. The case that he had, it's an astounding case, where there was someone that was preparing for Galus. And in the case of a man, he already had gone through bris, like the case in Yerushalayim, and he died. Can he be buried on a Jewish cemetery? Because there's a klal, you can't ain kevering Rosha Eitel Tzadik, and you don't bury, there's such a thing as kever Yisrael, you don't bury Tzadik, you know, next to Jews. In fact, you have to be careful in covering Rosh Eitel Tzadik. Rashi says in Sanhedrin, very Nigmar Adin, there's a sort of halacha l'meishim misinai. There's a special mesheva. And we're trying to be very careful about that. That's why people used to have separate plots for Shemli Shabbos, Shemli Mitzvahs, and different things, in covering Rosh Eitel Tzadik. So, you have someone that is not Jewish yet, but has gone part of the process. Can you bury him on a Jewish cemetery? So the Minchas Arozer, and I said before, this tremendous kanoi, says, yes, you can. Just don't put him next to, you're not going to put him next to a Rebbe or somebody else, but he can be buried on the Beis Ha'ilim. Why? Because the very fact that he went through bris, that is Yotza Miklal Akum. In other words, there's a status, Yotza Miklal Akum, L'klal Yisroel, 100% he hasn't come, but he's not absolutely like a goy. So on the basis of that, I ruled, and I'll tell you if there's someone else that wrote a more extensive tshuva on it, I ruled that you can invite the ger to the Seder. Now, what about a woman? She hasn't gone through a bris, but if you use the principle, in fact, the Munkacha said, if it happened to a woman, And then there's another sefer that is quoted that says that you can also bury her, although she didn't go to the mikveh yet, but she was started to act and be mekabel to observe mitzvahs, she yotzer miklal akum. So after all, the Gemara says in Aveda Zora there that Isha command the mehula dami. The woman is as if she's a gemalta, as if she's already been circumcised. And that particular, when the Gemara talks about a woman being a male and so forth, but whatever it is, it's not an equal there. The fact that she's ready to be mekabel geulus and she passed away, you can bury her on the Kever Yisrael, but you keep her away from the rest. We once actually had a shaila here in Chicago of a case where there was a known ger in the community, and I think he had a Jewish father, but a Bezdin even before I came to Chicago, took care of a proper geulus for that person. He was known as Sherman Issus, and he had a mother. The mother did not accept geulus, but she was very friendly. She tried to help out in any way. In her older age, she decided to become a geulus. She came to our Bezdin, once to our commission, I think when we were on Peterson Avenue, an older lady, and we were ready to accept, because in her interaction with her son, who was a ger tzedek, and very known to many people as observant, she knew about everything. Knew everything about Shabbos and cooking and making a chotanun, you name it. Knew everything. All it needed for her was to go to the mikveh. Unfortunately, she passed away before a date was set for her to go to the mikveh. So they asked me, the son asked me, can she be buried on a Jewish cemetery? On the basis of the munkacher, I said, yes, but you can't put her right next to regular, you know, people that are 100% shemitz or a mitzvah. So on that basis, so that's an important point. Once the person, that's a certain stage, once a person goes away, miklal akum, he's sort of on the road to being part of Klal Yisrael, though you can't count that person for a minion and all other things of that sort. But it does not take away from him his power. He's not in the Akum. So when it comes to the Shabbos, he can observe. It comes to this unfortunate situation of Tvur, that can happen to him. So that's one of the cases, sometimes the case especially of inviting to a Seder, if you have to, of course, know that the ger is really sincere, just to have an eyewitness or so forth, that's a different story. You know, years ago they announced, I don't know who paskened that when Jimmy Carter was president or governor of Georgia, he had some Jewish friends that invited him all the time to the Seder or so. So I don't know who gave him the psak, whether it was for were afraid of Malchus or not. You know, so I don't know whether Elior HaNovi came through the door then, but that's a known story that he had people there. That was. And you see how he turned out. He's not a great friend right now of the Jewish people, pardon me for editorializing. So these are some of the inyanim, but if you want to look in to get many other shilas that have to deal with Gia Galus, many specific shilas, those two scrolling I recommend, because it has a collection, it's a kavitz of all of the, of many of the shilas that are found in Achrayim. I mean, there's one famous shiloh that I remember, and that could come up. I don't know how exactly, but the Meir Arigzal in the Sefer of the Ibn Yesha, I remember I found it myself without looking at these sforas, the famous Gaon, the Baal Ibn Yesha, was Nifter in the 1920s. The Rav of Turner, or Tarnow, had a shiloh. There were people in the Austro-Hungarian army, soldiers, and they wanted to become Galen, and they were very sincere. So the question was, should they accept them now? Because they couldn't get out of military service. And military service, they might have to be Mechallel Shabbos or do other things. Should they accept them? Eat Paskin that you can, because the rest of it would be like an onus. And he brings a raya from, I don't recall the exact raya, from that little Mesichta, from that at the end of Masechta Aveda Zorah, it's called Masechta Gerim. It's just a few paragraphs where it brings a diuk from there that you can do such a thing. Although later on, and once the Shaila come out, someone's a police officer, a guy wants to become a ger. So the question is, how can he get out? Can he keep going? He's going to have a problem with Shabbos. But there, that's a particular situation that he has to fill out the term of his service, and then he can get out. But he felt that it was important to be hire them immediately, and regardless of what would be later on. So that's what a mere hour. So there are different levels. People have to know what is said in the Afrayim. If you just go what is stated in the Gemara alone, I'm just going to conclude with Rav Steinberg, Zal, the brother of, used to say, members of the Bezdin. He said many people, and he's talking about being bucky in the Shilas and Shuvas that dealt with real life situations coming out of the Gemara and Tuskin and the Shani. He said everybody, he's talking about New York City, knows how to go to Times Square. In fact, all the trains go to Times Square. He says everybody knows the dinim of Galus from the Gemara in the first Perek and Chav Dalet, that Anitin ala Shifa, Anitin ala Agoya, and so forth, Lo Yisro, you know, we know all those dinim. He said, but once you get to Times Square, where do you go from there? He said, that's why you have to know all of the what we call the literature, pardon the expression, the Chilus and Chuvus and the Heros of daily Israel that dealt with real-life Shilas when it had to do with Galus. So we'll conclude with that. I wish everybody...
Any questions?
Hello? Maybe there's nobody there anymore.
No, Rabbi, somebody is here.
You are here.
What is that? Back. I enjoyed every minute of it, Rabbi Schwartz. We wish you...
Who is that?
Shlomo Reback.
Oh, well, how are you?
Oh, Hashem, I enjoyed every minute of it, and I hope that you'll have time to do this again.
Well, I've done many times. I've said that this question of Galus just is only in two simonim in Shulchan Aruch, but seems everybody wants to shear in Galus. A few weeks ago, I gave before the new YU Kairo here in Chicago a shear on Galus. That was more elementary. I didn't go into all of these afraid. But, you know, this is what comes up. I said I'm a regular G-man. Deal with Beaton and Galus.
Hey, you look at the newspapers, you see this is me, none of the Yama.
That's right.
Anybody with Shilas?
This is Mark Wiener.
Oh, well, you're local. Go to your local Orthodox rabbi.
I'm local, but I'm calling from the prison downtown.
Okay.
Yeah. I have people that come to the Jewish group. People can designate what their religious preferences are. People are curious about Judaism. People want to become Jewish. We don't do galus here. People might have had non-halachic conversions, or their father was Jewish. We've got a wide variety. So in a group that I'm meeting with and want to study with, half the people, sometimes more, are not halachically yidden. But they put down in their preference Jewish. So would that be the category of somebody that is learning to become a ger?
Well, if they have, I would say this, if they have some sincerity of, shall we say, updating their status, and they know about their status if they're told, so then that shows a certain sincerity that to bring up their status. So I think then you could be, you could deal with it. And, you know, not making, you're in a situation, you know, where, as if to say, you're backed into a corner, the corners of the prison there. They're not going anywhere, and you're dealing with that, so maybe out of that there might come some sincere people, or if they seem to act sincere. So I think I told you, I once received a letter from somebody down there, and the person talked about becoming Jewish, and I told you about it, and that was just a sort of a searching situation. You have to sort of weed out, but I don't think you could be too much medagdic in such a situation. You have to concentrate on those who you think ultimately will overcome whatever they have to overcome and go out and go into a regular gear program.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Paul. Thank you.
Speak to the man.
Has left the conference. Has left the conference. Has left the conference.